The chandeliers designed by architect Jaroslav Kraus have had a long and turbulent history, during which they have survived turbulent changes of political leaderships. Martin Jirášek spoke to Czech radio on where they are taking the boxes.
Part of it will be transported to Kamenický Šenov, to the studio, and part to the studio in Prague. The generally damaged parts of the glass will need to be addressed. The chipped pieces will be sanded, and the cracked ones will be remade according to the original.
Jirášek further commented on the miraculous fact that the chandeliers survived in such a good condition for so long.
I'm sure it's a miracle. At the beginning of the 1990s, the chandeliers were being restored because many parts were already broken and destroyed. At that time, the greatest threat was probably the loss of these artifacts. But thanks to the then director of the House of Culture, Mr. Podlitniček, these chandeliers were saved, repaired, and can continue to serve.
Historian Lubomír Zeman adds that the unique chandeliers were made by North Bohemian glassmakers from Kamenický Šenov. Most of them were preserved thanks to early intervention in the early 1990s, when broken parts were repaired or added.
Exceptionally, they are from the time of their creation. They were designed by the architect of this building, Jaroslav Kraus, who tried to adhere to the style of social realism. However, he completed them according to his own designs directly at the glassworks in Kamenický Šenov.
The whole process, including dismantling and refurbishment, should take approximately 6 weeks. Once completed, the chandeliers will return to the renovated environment of the cultural center, where they will continue to recall the socialist period and the artistic style of the time.